Welcome to Security Guy Radio at beautiful Orlando, Florida, as it's 2016, hot Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
It's too hot for me. What's your name, sir?
So my name is Dan Crimmins.
And what do you work for?
I work for March Networks.
What does March Networks do?
So we are an IP provider of business intelligence solutions and IP video, and we focus on really specific verticals being banking, retail, and transportation.
Now, IP provider, you're providing the bandwidth?
No, we're providing the video solutions. We're basically doing the cameras, we're doing the recorders, we do enterprise management, and then we basically put a layer on top of it. We're integrating other information, like from transactions, to allow people to do more advanced investigations.
Right.
Which is really key in certain verticals like banking and retail.
Yeah, tell us about the banking space. I was just at Black Hat in Las Vegas. A lot of banking security flown around there because they're constantly under attack. So what are you guys guarding against with your products?
So banking is really focused on fraud investigation.
Right.
So a lot of times you think banking is focused on robberies, but really the biggest problem that they have is fraud investigation. The newest threat that they have they're trying to deal with is around the cybersecurity. So a lot of times they're trying to make sure that the systems are very secure and immune to outside attacks.
Tell some of your products.
Yeah, so we basically have a product called Searchlight, and what we're doing is we're integrating the ATM information, the teller information, and allows security investigators, when something happens in fraud, they're trying to get that incident related to the fraud to give to the investigators or to the police department to basically go forward with a prosecution.
Oh, now that's important because proving up a criminal case is not the same thing as a civil matter.
Absolutely
not. It's a much higher standard, and to get that data together for a criminal investigator can be challenging. Because A, sometimes they don't understand the technology,
right.
The terminology. Do you boil it down in some kind of like a user interface that makes it easy to
absolutely. So picture yourself as a physical security investigator,
right.
And you're looking for suspicious activity. So we basically have tools that can help people identify the suspicious activity, and they boil it down to the point where it's a transaction along with that video, and then they hand it off to an actual fraud person who then hands it off to the police. That's if they're looking for information. Now, if something happens, they can go and look at a certain period of time, or they can look at a certain transaction, and then pull up that video in the same way.
Right.
But they're really just trying to come up with the most simple tools to pull up that video in the least amount of time.
It does take a lot of time to pull the data out. Much more time than it does to actually write the report, let's say, or do that kind of thing.
It's usually more time to find the necessary information.
Yeah, it's so much data. It's mega data, right?
Absolutely.
How do you use, or do you use, analytics in this, or behavioral analytics, to alert people to the data? So
yes.
If I say, this is fraud, and I go find it, that's one thing.
Yes.
But maybe there's fraud going on that I don't know about. How does your product help identify
that? So there are
that?
Certain things that we can do. We're just by integrating the information from the video with the transaction, we could find some interesting things. So for example, let's say if I was going up and I had a person and I made duplicate cards. So I could go up to an ATM machine and I'm there. The video only can determine that I'm there. But if I'm using different cards, I put in one card, then a different card, I can basically tell that there's different transactions. So our solution basis is, okay, a person walked up there, but then they're using multiple cards. That's kind of strange. That's suspicious.
Right.
So I'm going to flag that into the software and be able to notify an investigator that that's something they should look at.
So they call it, I learned this at Black Hat, behavioral, there's something. In other words, behind the scenes in banking, if I want to use online banking on my phone, it has to be as easy as possible. Because I'm not going to scan my eyeball and my thumb and blow into it and talk. But behind the scenes, people like yourselves and your company are doing that.
Yes.
In other words, one guy in a camera, one ATM makes sense. One guy in a camera with six ATM cards does not make sense, like you said. And so then your system can bubble that up as a potential fraud matter.
Absolutely. And to take it one step level, we can do it not just on a single branch level, but we can basically do it across a whole series of branches.
Simultaneously.
Wow. So it could be 10, it could be 100, it could be 1,000 different branches. So all these different events are being monitored, and when it happens, it boils up to the investigator, and then that investigator does the due diligence to see if something really happens.
Now, this happens in real time?
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Yes.
That's a lot of bandwidth.
Right.
That's a lot of video.
And
how do you put it all together? Do we have to have your software on our system to do that, and can I use the software across multiple platforms, multiple branches?
Yeah, so our solution consists of a few parts. There's our recording solution, our hybrid recorders. Then there's the analytics that could be in the camera or in the recorders.
Okay.
And then there's the enterprise management software, which basically pulls all that together from different branches. And then we have this finer layer on it called Searchlight, and that's where we're integrating the analytics plus the transaction together, and that's really what the investigators use. That's kind of our secret sauce of our solution.
Now, other applications besides banking? Who
Absolutely.
Else is using something like this?
Retail is a big user of it right now. And the interesting about what retail is doing is, what we just talked about is really typically in the security space, but retailers are starting to use analytics for non-security applications. So they're trying to figure out things like how long people are waiting in line for, customer service.
Oh, and that's a good point. Yeah.
Because if I'm not a security person and I'm in charge of operations, I want to know when my store is busy and when it's not busy. So if it's busy and there's a lot of people waiting in line, is it because I only have a few people behind the counter helping them, or I have a lot of people online? So I want to be able to look at that trend over time, and if I see that my store has a lot of people online, I can go back and make some determinations about the people that are working for me. Maybe I need to hire more people. Maybe I need to train those people.
Right.
Analytics, video analytics can do that.
Staffing analytics.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
Absolutely.
Because if your peak period, if nobody's in the store at 10 o'clock at night, but your line is 10 deep, your cashier's goofing off or something's going on.
Right, and you know, you and I are probably the same. You go into a store and you see a lot of people waiting in line. You don't want to wait online.
Nope.
So typically what I do is I walk in and I walk out.
Right.
So that just cost that business money.
Right. Now, anything in your analytics that would say, identify a internal transaction, right? Internal fraud's a big problem. And back in the day when I was a cop, people would go to Toys R Us and they'd go get the $200 toy, and their friend at the cash register rang it up for 20. And if they got caught, they said, oh, well, that's just a mistake.
Yes.
Right? Because it wasn't all barcoding and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Can you identify, you know, some sort of suspicious transactions with cashiers
right.
and things?
Yeah, what you just talked about is kind of called sweethearting, where there's two people, the person who works there.
Inside job,
the other person.
Yeah.
That is kind of sophisticated. I'll tell you one thing that we can do, which is very similar to the banking, where we can detect when there's a transaction with our customer. So essentially, we will have a camera looking at the area where the customer should be, and then we're looking at transactions. So again, by putting those two pieces of information together, we say, wait a minute, there was no person there, but there was a transaction.
Paper transaction.
Why did the cash register open? Now, maybe it's harmless. Maybe the managers opened the drawer because they're changing out the change. But if they rang up $10 and there was no customer,
yeah.
that is suspicious activity. And that's what a store manager, a district manager, and owner wants to know about, because it's going to affect their business.
That's brilliant. Where do you store all this stuff? Does the client store it on their local networks? Do you put it up in the cloud?
All the transactions come up to our central management system, and then we integrate it there along with the video. And then at the user level, we basically provide a client that integrates it together, and that's how you do the searches.
If I want to put it on my own network, am I allowed to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got to have a lot of storage, obviously.
It really is your own network.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, what we will do is integrate to the existing transactional databases.
Oh, okay.
We can either do it locally or we can do it centrally. It depends on what the customer's infrastructure is. Now, if you do it locally, your transactions, they can come real time. If it's centrally, you might have to wait till whenever we do that integration. So maybe, like banks sometimes like to do it on a nightly basis.
How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business probably about 15 years.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been this good for 15 years?
Yeah. our focus has really been on the banking. We started on the recorders.
Because 15 years ago, video was like, you know, if you had digital video 15 years ago, you had to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now it's all standard, right?
Yeah. I'd say that, you know, the company really was the pioneers for the hybrid recorders designed around reliability and serviceability, which is absolutely critical for banking. And then we branched off into retail.
Yeah.
And we saw a synergy basically because we like the large number of locations. That's our solution gets better and better, and we saw that same opportunity in transit where there's a lot of buses. Retail stores, bank branches, and buses all have recorders at low camera counts, but they all need an enterprise management solution.
Very
so that's where our solution is kind of similar across the three verticals.
Dan from March Networks, marchnetworks.com?
Yes, www.marchnetworks.com.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guerrilla. It's been fascinating.
Much.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right.
That's very interesting.
Thank you so much.